You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. We've all got a financial life, but what does that look like when you're in the public eye? That's where the Marketplace Quiz comes in, when authors, musicians, and other creative people share their thoughts on money and work.
Hey, I'm Ben McKee, and I play bass for Imagine Dragons.
And I am Dan Reynolds, and I sing for Imagine Dragons. And we're going to take a little quiz. So, Ben, fill in the blank. Money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you.
I'm going to go with it can buy you a moment's respite from everything when it gets all crazy. You can find a way to, you know, send your dog off to the kennel and go get a massage for a moment when everything gets a little too loud and crazy. Well, Dan, in a future life, if you could do it all over again, what would your career be?
I've thought quite a bit about this, actually. This is going to sound really dark, and so I'm sorry, but I'm trying to be very honest. I've always been really fascinated with murder cases. Yeah.
So, serial killer.
Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. No, I'd like to get involved in some sort of homicide detective role to some degree. I'm not looking to use a gun. I don't think I could ever fire a gun at someone or take someone's life. I think that sounds too overwhelming for me. But the thought of helping a family or helping someone, you know, who has a loved one that has lost their life to kind of figure out what happened there. I know it sounds like a 14-year-old boy, you know, but I'm kind of a 14-year-old boy in a 30-year-old's body. So I think that'd be fascinating. Yeah.
I think that I could be happy with a career as a park ranger, something like that. You know, being very isolated and being in touch with nature. That's, I think, where I feel most centered when I'm not on the road, is when I'm by myself, like in a grove of redwoods. And spending some more time with that would be a welcome thing in my life.
I could see you being a really great park ranger.
Yeah, gotta protect the squirrels.
Okay, Ben, what is the hardest part about your job that no one knows?
I think probably one of the hardest parts is just not having that idea of stability in your life. You sort of have to expect the unexpected and accept huge lifestyle changes on a moment's notice and just move beyond that and roll with the punches. What about you, Dan?
Maintaining the ability to sing that much, especially with Imagine Dragons, it's just a lot of dynamic singing. It's really difficult. And I also have two autoimmune diseases. I have ankylosing spondylitis and ulcerative colitis. I have to go on a super strict diet on the road. Basically, I eat vegetables and fish and chicken. For some people, I know that they already choose that diet on their own, but for me, I have a hard time. So, Ben, what is something you bought that you now completely regret buying?
Well, not being on an anti-inflammatory diet like Dan, as soon as we got done with our 15-hour bus ride yesterday, I ran into the nearest diner and got a Juicy Lucy, the famous Minneapolis hamburger with the cheese on the inside, also some Parmesan cheese tater tots, and some barbecue chicken nachos. And I haven't decided which one of those I regret, but certainly all three was too much.
That sounds so good to me right now.
Dan.
Yeah.
When did you first realize that music could be an actual career for you?
I don't know if I've ever had a full realization of that. I feel like as a musician, you're always thinking tomorrow everything is going to just collapse. And that's kind of the drive that keeps you going.
Yeah, it's never seemed like a good decision professionally.
Ben, what is your most prized possession?
My most prized possession is my 1926 Martin 00045 acoustic guitar that is gorgeous, and I just pick it up and strum an open G chord, and the sound makes everything all right. How about you, Dan? What's your most prized possession?
Well, I think the obvious answer would be, say, my children, but I think I don't know if I call them a possession.
I
know, I was getting to that. I was going to say they're probably not a possession. That being said, probably my 67 Mustang. Ben, what was your very first job?
My very first job was helping my dad haul concrete hoses out in the muddy hills of Northern California.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, and we'd have to, it'd always be like you start at 5:30 in the morning.
Right, that's what I was going to say.
But, you know, you'd be done before your friends were waking up and have a little money in my pocket. Yeah. How about you, Dan? What was your very first job?
Well, it was much better than that. I was a janitor.
Ooh.
I was a janitor at a law firm. Okay, Ben, what is something everyone should own, no matter the cost?
I think that everybody should own a comfortable pair of shoes. I think that going through life every day, you're a little bit happier if your feet are well taken care of. Dan, what do you think is something that everybody should own, no matter the cost?
This is such a cliche answer, but it's the honest answer. A home, right? A place of refuge to get away from everything in the world and to actually have solace and peace. So I'd say everybody deserves to have a roof over their head, a house. Okay, Ben, this is the final question.
Ooh.
Red alert, final question. What advice do you wish someone had given you before you started your career?
I kind of wish somebody had told me to not be afraid to make choices that will lead to your own happiness. I think that, you know, if you're living your life for other people, trying to live up to their expectations and their idea of what you should be, you're never really going to be happy. And those people that really love you, they'll be there to support you when you are on the other side of these difficult choices.
I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone right now because you almost word for word said what I was thinking.
Boom.
That was Ben McKee and Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons. That quiz was produced by Eliza Mills. And you can listen to past quiz takers on our website, marketplace.org. Just go there and search for the Marketplace quiz.